Well, a God morning to you. Happy New Year. This is the beginning of the year. I would tell you that in the book of Deuteronomy, I believe it's the 9th chapter, it says, and God careth for the land, and it was a land of promise. God cares for his promises. And it goes on to say, he careth for the land from the beginning of the year unto the end of the year. Welcome back to the God School. Jesus said, this is life eternal, that a man may know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. The purpose always, from the beginning of the God School, the purpose always from the beginning of the gospel, the focus was on God and eternal life. So that we may show off God through his word, and that it may persuade you. I'm not trying to convince anybody, but to persuade, which word in the Greek has everything to do with faith. And as Romans 10 says very succinctly, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We're going to begin a series today in the book of Ephesians. Now, a companion book to the book of Ephesians is the book of Joshua. God had promised the Israelites the land that he had chosen for them, but they had to go in and fight. Even though God had promised, they had to fight to obtain the promise, and they had to guard those promises and guard the land that they might retain those promises. And so is the life of faith. It's not a one-time run down the aisle to the altar and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and you're going to be saved for the rest of your life. It doesn't work that way. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Now, over these last 14 plus years, we have done a verse-by-verse exegete of the book of Ephesians. I just feel compelled to do it again. So let's begin. First chapter, first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Paul, an apostle, apostolos, means a sent one. Of whom? Of Jesus Christ. He's not coming on his own. He's sent of Jesus Christ, and not only sent of Jesus Christ, but sent by the will of God. Who is he sent to? He's sent to the saints. Well, that leaves me out because I sure ain't no saint. Well, let's look at the word. The word is hagios. And the word was used in the pagan world. There were saints in the temple at Ephesus of Diana. Hagios is the word, and what it has to do with is commitment. You commit to whatever deity you commit yourself to, then you're called a saint. It's not one that the Holy Roman Catholic Church says they were so good, they were saints. Folks, it just has to do with commitment to the saints, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. To the faithful, to the ones who have heard the word of God, who have heard the promises of God and are acting on them. They are grabbing hold of them and making them their own. And Paul spills all the beans when he speaks about these ones faithing, and he tells us where they are, the position they are in. And he says they are in Christ Jesus. Through this teaching, we are going to attempt to replace wrong use with right use through the Word of God. So much misunderstanding is in that which is called the Church of Jesus Christ today. And has been pervasive throughout the history of that which is called the Church of Jesus Christ. Paul, a sent one of Jesus Christ. Paul, a sent one of, let me give you a definition. Paul, a sent one of God, our helper, Jesus. It's the Greek cognate of the Hebrew name Joshua. Joshua, his name originally was Joshua. God told Moses, don't call him Joshua anymore, which means helper. Call him Jehoshua. Je is for Jehovah. Call him Joshua. God, our helper, Christ, and deliverer. The book of Galatians tells us that Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins. And that doesn't mean yesterday's sins, and it's not limited to today's sins, and it's not limited to tomorrow's sins, for gave himself for all our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world. So now that we have established who Paul is talking to, he's talking to not only, it's not limited to just the saints at Ephesus, it's to the whole church of God, to the faithful ones in Christ Jesus. He says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. King James translates the second and third verse this way, blessed be the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. This verse opens with a Greek word, which is eulogia. If you've been with us long enough, you know the Greek language starts with roots and it builds with prefixes and suffixes. The root of this word being translated here, blessed, is log. It is to speak. We give eulogies at funerals where in the speakers, hopefully, speak well of those who have passed. And what Paul is saying here is the good speaking God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Now this is a giving of a blessing, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. How often is it preached from pulpits of churches, of so-called churches today, that these are material blessings? No, they're not. They are spiritual blessings. And throughout Scripture, a distinction is made between the flesh and the Spirit. The good speaking God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. King James would read, in heavenly places, and if you have a Bible like mine, you'll see that that word places is in italics, that's added by the translators. What it's saying is, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ? Paul is talking to men and women of faith, men and women in the church, that is the Lord's, that is a people who belong to the Lord. And he's telling them, he's talking to people here on earth, and he's telling them they are already in heavenly places in Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high, who is God our Father. Now, Paul has so much to say in this first chapter, not about you, but about God. And I hope, my sincere hope, is that through God's word, you're either begin to understand or continue in your understanding or having your understanding strengthened in the one we are about to hear about. That is God, our Father, according as he has chosen. That's King James. According as he, that is, according as God our Father has chosen. The Greek word gives us so much more full picture of what Paul is saying here, for he is saying, according as God our Father has, the Greek word is exalexitos. And again, the root begins with log. Now, the word log, as I said, has to do with speaking. There are three components, actually four components to this word. Ek, elek, sato. Ek means something that has already happened. It is a past deed. Lego spoke. And in this case, it's to choose by speaking in the form of the word. And then we have the ending of the word, exalexito, which puts this word in the middle voice. I'm not trying, I've said this before, I'm not a grammarian. I'm not trying to make you a grammarian, but I am trying to enlighten your understanding that your faith might remain strong. Because it's not yesterday's faith, folks, that works. It's today's faith. It's ever-increasing faith. And that comes by hearing God's word. So what's it saying here? According as God the Father has chosen ex alexitos in the past, has chosen by speaking, and the middle voice tells us why he did it. The middle voice always has the reason for the activity, for the verb, always has the meaning for himself. Now listen. According as God our Father has already chosen us for himself in him, that is, in Jesus Christ, before the foundation of the world. God, folks, has big plans for us, and those are eternal plans. The focus is eternity, and what's the proof of that it is something eternal is, Paul says, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. You know, if there's any one of you, and I'm speaking to myself first, who thinks they're in this world and they are without blame, you might be committed, but, you know, without blame, I tell you, the focus is eternal. And God says that he chose us in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him, that is, God our Father. That should be the end of the fourth verse. The beginning of the fifth verse should read this way. Excuse me. In love, agapao, one of the best definitions I've heard for agapao is not willing to live without the object on whom this love is expressed. In love, having predestinated us. Oh, there where you lost me, Don, that predestination stuff. You know, God predestined me to get in my car at 9:42 a.m. January 3rd start the car and head out the garage. That's not what he's talking about. in his eternal plan, God, in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, that's why we can call him our Father, by Jesus Christ to himself. Folks, we're talking about God here. We're not talking about your performance. We're talking about God's performance. And in love, he has predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will. Do we not, when we pray as Jesus told us to pray that prayer, the Our Father, he never prayed that prayer, but do we not include, thy will be done? Here's God's will being expressed according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise and glory of his grace, unmerited favor. Back to the second verse, Paul says, grace, unmerited favor. You didn't do anything to earn it. It's God's grace. And it's his peace that Paul prays be with us. God is not against us anymore. To the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he, God our Father, has made us accepted in the beloved. That is his beloved Son. Wherein God the Father has made us accepted in his beloved Son. We're drawing to the conclusion of this 30-minute message. And I hope that some of the words have caught your attention, perhaps like they've never been caught before, and created in you some interest. You know, Jesus said that no man comes to the Father save the Spirit, and it's indicated, save the Spirit of the Father, draw him. These words are intended to those whom God chose for himself before the foundation of the world, to arouse their spirit and continue in the hearing of the Word of God, that your faith might be made strong. If you want to hear more, thegodschool.com is the place.